Welcome to installment 273 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today we will discuss positive commandment number 245, the commandment regarding mekach u'memkar, financial dealings and the acquisition of objects. Although we have already learned previously this law regarding kinyan, we again have it in Sefer HaMitzvahs, since the schedule of Sefer HaMitzvahs was made to correspond to the daily portion in Mishnah Torah according to the three chapters a day in the Rambam's legal code. Even though previously we learned Hilchos Mechira, the laws involving sale, now we have started the Hilchos Zchiya Umatana, the laws of being Zeicha, of owning something which has previously been unowned, Mina Hefket, and in addition, the laws of acquisition which govern gifts. Since there are different requirements in the Torah distinguishing between something which was bought as opposed to something which was received as a gift. Since there is no separate biblical commandment, one of the 613 commandments, that is, governing these laws of Zchiya u'Matana, and the only biblical law which is relevant here is the law of acquisition, kinyan. Therefore, for the next 4 days, we again will have positive commandment 245, which is relevant to these situations as well. This commandment the Rambam calls the law of mekach u'memkar, the law of buying and selling, and consists of the description of the conditions under which a sale shall be considered valid. And certainly as an offshoot of that, we can include these laws of Zchiya u'Matana, when a gift is called a gift, and when someone has legally acquired something which was previously unowned. In general, the law of kinyan derives from the book of Leviticus, chapter 25, verse 14, which states, "V'chisim kuru mimkar lamisecha," when you sell something to your neighbor, "aykane miyada misecha," or you buy something from the hand of your neighbor. And the Rambam points out that miyada misecha hints to one of the types of acquisition, kinyan meshicha, which means physically pulling the object, bringing it into your possession. However, the Rambam quickly points out that this act of acquisition of Meshicha, although it is hinted to in the verse, as pointed out by our sages, nevertheless, this is not the biblical act of kinyan. According to biblical law, Mois Kinyan, the acquisition can be acquired by an exchange of money. By the buyer giving money to the seller, this would legally bring the object which is sold into the possession of the buyer. However, our sages established that this should not be sufficient. Rather, we should have an additional act, the act of Meshicha. Therefore, according to rabbinic law, which goes beyond the minimum biblical requirement, if someone has given money for an object but not yet brought it physically into their possession through Meshicha, by pulling it and so forth, this itself will not complete the deal, and the object is still officially under the possession of the original owner of the seller of the object. And so too the Rambam says, Hagbah, lifting up the object, which is another method used for acquisition, or Mesira, as he explains in his legal code, if you tell the person, go and use this object, take possession, or even without being told, the person takes possession, these are all signs of acquisition, but they are only rabbinic requirements. By biblical law, the transfer of money would itself be enough. The Rambam then quotes a saying of our sages in the Gemara that proves his point that the idea of Meshicha, of pulling the object as an act of acquisition, is only by rabbinic decree and is not a biblical requirement. The Rambam quotes the Gemara, which says, just like by a case of buying and selling, we need Meshicha, so too our sages established the same thing when it comes to the case of a watchman, that we have the laws of a shemer, a watchman, who has been given an object, for example, in order to watch and guard. When is it he considered to have taken ownership and responsibility for the object? only after it has come into his possession through Mashiach. And this is the point that they were trying to bring out, that the Rambam is trying to bring out. The Gemara says, as they were Masakin, Kederach Shetiknu, just like our sages made Mashiach. This act for a case of buying and selling, so too they made the same thing in the case of a guard. The Rambam says, in the meantime, we see from this expression that tiknu, that this was an establishment of the chachamim, of the sages. But by biblical requirements, you would not need any such act. Money itself would be enough to transfer ownership from one party to another. Therefore, the Mashiach that Rambam has been mentioning is not a biblical law. Only by rabbinic requirement is it necessary. The Rambam mentions, however, other types which of kinyan, of acquisition, which are of biblical requirement. There is a very clear distinction made between two types of things which could be sold. One is metaltalin, objects which are capable of being physically lifted and or moved, or karka, land or a house, something which is immovable. When it comes to land, there are two biblical types of acquisition which the Rambam mentions. Shtar, through a document, and a chazaka, through a person physically taking ownership or showing his ownership of the property. For example, he could build a fence around the property, or fix the door of the house, or something of the sort. This is not only an act, a productive act, to improve the land, but also has the effect of displaying his ownership. And therefore, this is considered a legal act of acquisition. And so too, writing out a deed, a document, transferring ownership from one party to another, also affects this transfer according to biblical law. The Rambam tells us that this is discussed in the Talmud in the first chapter of Kiddushin, the fourth and eighth chapters of Baba Metzia, and chapters 3-7 of Tractate Baba Basra. As we will be discussing, God willing, over the next few days, there is a great deal of discussion in Hasidic philosophy over the significance of these different types of acquisition. For example, we see according to the Rambam that there is the biblical act of acquisition of kesef, money, and the rabbinic act of mashicha. And the order is that first one must pull the object, mashicha, and afterwards give the kesef, give the money. And it explains in Chassidus that these two acts are acts which must be done in a person's service of Hashem. That one of the laws of the Torah is, V'yahavtes Hashem alakecha, you must show love to Hashem. However, there are different types of love. There's ava zuta and ava rabba. There is a love which a person is capable of reaching through his own meditation, and a higher type of love which God himself gives as a gift from above. And Hasidic philosophy explains, as we will discuss, God willing, in the near future, Mashiach corresponds to the act which a person does, the type of love which can be created through meditation and thought about the greatness of Hashem. This is Mashiach. The idea of kesef, also, kesef comes from the word ava, nechsafta leves avicha, that you have had love or a desire to go to your father's house, as it says in Chumash. This idea of giving money represents a love which God himself bestows on the individual, that he gives from above an intense feeling of closeness to Hashem. And this is something, a tremendously high level of love, which the person himself would be incapable of reaching. However, first the order is Mashiach and then Kesef. First you must draw the object to yourself in the way of acquisition, and then afterwards give the money. This is the normal way of doing things. First the Mashiach, then the Kesef. And the reason is, as explained in Chassidus, that first a person must try as hard as they can to achieve an understanding of as much as they possibly can of godliness. They should work with the mind and the intellectual capacity and capabilities that Hashem has given, and use those to acquire a knowledge of Hashem. And through this, the person will be inspired with the appropriate feeling, a feeling of love for Hashem. However, this is all Mashiach. After a person has tried as hard as they can, as much as possible, given their finite limitations. Then comes the kesef, the money, which is God's gift from above, that he inspires the person and instills within them a tremendously strong feeling of love for Elokus, for godliness, and for Hashem himself. And this is the kesef, the avarabba, which comes only as a gift from above. However, it must first be preceded by avazuta, which is the mashicha, the love which comes through meditation upon the greatness of Hashem, a love which every individual is capable of reaching through thinking in the proper way about the greatness of Hashem. Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.